At Boston City Hall today, the City Council considers taking action to help protect small businesses in the wake of a brazen murder that shocked the city. On Sunday, an elderly store clerk in Dorchester, 71-year-old Geraldo Serrano, was stocking shelves when two men stormed in and demanded money. Witnesses say he refused and was shot and killed. Police are looking for the two suspects. Boston Mayor Thomas Menino has implemented a new safety program which requires increased police patrols. Last night, Boston Police Sergeant Joseph Horton and Officer Marie Miller were patrolling the Dudley Street area on foot, handing out brochures to businesses just steps away from the makeshift memorial for Serrano and his now-closed grocery store.
I'm Sergeant Horton. I'm the supervisor for the Safe Street teams in Roxbury. We're handing out brochures to the merchants in the area to keep them aware of steps they can take to avoid robberies and things to do that they would identify people that they would see that they're suspicious of. We're advising them to keep their windows visible so we can see from the outside in, and also to monitor the inside, not keep a lot of cash on hand, and to just be more aware of the economy's bad, people are desperate right now, and just be aware of what the surroundings are.
Some business owners say they welcome the police brochures, adding they've already done some things, such as install security cameras and buzzers at doors so they can control who comes inside. But many say they and their customers are still worried.
I'm Julia Tran. I'm the owner of Spots Cleaners on Dudley Street.
We're actually a door down from the Hermano Unidos grocery store where Gerardo was shot on Sunday. It's so sad.
They've been here for many, many years. I know they don't make a whole bunch of money, but it's a nice little convenience store to support the community. But what had happened, I don't think I would open the door anymore.
I've noticed that less people are coming because of what happened. And even people who worked for us, they're concerned, and they should be. I'm concerned, that's why I'm here. I think they should have more police involvement in the community, a presence, because it does help. But you don't see much of that anymore. And when you do see it, it's mostly that there's gift tickets.
I'm Alexandra from Alexandra Beauty Salon on 736 Dolly Street. I'm here for 15 years, and I never have any problem with nobody. I never have any problem. The people here, they feel afraid to go out because that happened Sunday morning, 10:30 in the morning. But now I think we have to suggest for the mayor or the police to help out us because it's really dangerous right now. We not feel secure.
Today, the Boston City Council may try to help as it considers a plan to offer free security cameras to businesses which don't have them. Mayor Menino is already offering free in-store security assessments for convenience stores. Sunday's shooting was the second murder of a convenience store clerk in Boston in 3 months. In December, Surendra Dangal was fatally shot in a Jamaica Plain store. The suspect in that case is awaiting trial. This story was produced by WBUR's Deborah Becker and Brent Bachman.